Are you needing to experience freedom in your finances, your health, or any other area of your life? On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland shares how to receive what God has already provided and how faith takes it.
Here's the title of this message: Faith Takes It. Faith is not for wimps, it's not for sissies. Faith is for the strong of heart, and that will take the Word of God and act on it regardless of the circumstances, regardless of whether it be an out-and-out miracle that you have to have, whether it's big or little. Faith takes it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's look at some scriptures. I've got here, I told you that faith's not for wimps, it's for strong. And faith with patience wins. Now James says, let patience have her perfect work. Sometimes, because a lot of times when you're believing for something, it involves other people. Generally, financial things involve other people, but sometimes that, you know, there might be a delay or whatever, it seems like you're not going to get it. But if you're a faith person, you don't ever quit. Now, if you quit, you're going backwards. But if you never quit, you're going to get what you're believing and saying. We learned that our words, and we'll talk about that a lot, our words, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So our words say what we really have on the inside of us. So it's good to listen to your own words. And many of you right now today may have some situations in your life that are hard and you don't know what to do with them. You don't have the answer to it. Listen to what you're saying about it. And if you're saying wrong, say right. Say what the Word says. Have word scriptures. Have scriptures that always ready. I have healing scripture list, prosperity scripture list. I did a family scripture list, believing for your kids to come do the right thing and so on. And what you want to do is just know where to go immediately. Where is my list for finances? We've gotten behind. We have bills we haven't paid. But really the best thing to do is to do those scriptures all the time. Because you know you're always going to have financial needs. Or at least you're always going to need money. Let me just say that. How many of you just never need money? Even if you've got money, you need money. And so we're going to have that. Now we're always going to need to be healthy. We have healing scriptures ready. Amen? And here's the key to a good life, easy life, blessed life, fun life. Do healing scriptures when you're not sick. Do prosperity scriptures. What I mean do, I mean say them, put them in your eyes and in your ears, get them down in your heart. Sing it, say it out your mouth. Do that when you're well. Glory to God. Stand for your healing. Stand for your blessing and prosperity. And if you want to walk in victory, you're just going to have to get up and be strong and disciplined. Disciplined to do and say what God says. And not take the easy way out. Don't tell all your friends that you're sick. And you don't call your friends and neighbors and say, I'm having all this pain. I just feel so bad. I'm just so sick. Just shut up if you can't say the right thing. But you know, I know you want to tell somebody. Everybody's that way. I want to tell somebody I'm sick. No. Now, when Ken and I, if we have any symptoms in our body and we need each other's help for prayer, we will say, agree with me that I am totally pain-free. Or something of that nature. Agree in a positive way. Agree with me. For this certain amount of money that we need right now, we call it in. What do? When we need money, we speak to it. We command it to come in the name of Jesus. Let's just say I've got $10,000 I need right now. Now I need it right now. Well, Ken and I'd come into, and I didn't have it anywhere in the world. We'd come into agreement, and we would touch that $10,000 with our faith, and we'd ask the Lord for it. Lord, We're asking you today for the amount of money to do this thing, $10,000. We touch it with our faith. We believe we receive $10,000 based on the Word of God that tells us we can have what we say and believe you receive it when you pray and you'll have it, or whatever scriptures you want to stand on, prosperity scriptures, and we take it. Now, ministering spirits, you go and you cause that money to come. The angels prosper you. You cause that money to come. And we take it now. Now, if we prayed and we didn't take it, we've not accomplished what we set out to do. So once we take it, we consider that we have it. And we don't say, where are we going to get it? What are we going to do? What's this? What's that? How are we going to make it? No, we took it. See, if you don't take it when you pray, you didn't take it in faith. You didn't release your faith. Here's the thing to me that makes faith easy to know when you're actually operating in faith and when you're not. Faith, the word believe, you know, the scripture says, believe you receive when you pray. Well, that word receive in the Greek is take. So it says what we should do is we should take it when we pray. If we pray the problem, we didn't take it. But if we lift that situation up before the Lord and say, we believe, now at the end of our prayer, actually that's what amen is so be it. But you know, that's sort of a traditional thing now, but it means so be it. You pray, you ask God for something, and then you say amen. You really, if you know what it means, you really have just said, I believed, I've received it, and I take it. So be it. So when you're praying, most all of you, of course, are adult Christians, I'm sure, but maybe there's some that don't know. But when you pray, if you don't take it based on the Word of God and the scripture you're standing on, you come out of prayer and you didn't take it. You come out of prayer and you say, well, I don't know what we're going to do. How are we going to ever manage? See, you didn't take it. You got to take it when you pray if you want to operate in faith and in the supernatural. Amen? So that's a good thing to start off with, because that's just so simple to take. If you're believing God for healing, you take it when you pray based on the Word of God that gives it to you. The key is keeping the eyes and ears on the Word of God, and so the faith is down in here. You can't operate on thin air in faith. You got to have the Word. You got to have it down in you. It's got to get in there through your eyes and your ears, get down in your heart. And then out of the abundance of the heart, the what? The mouth speaks. And when the mouth speaks out of the abundance of your heart, it carries dominion with it. That can be for you or against you. You know, you can get in poverty and lack and be hurting and owe bills and things, and it's so easy to succumb to the wrong words. Say, we're never going to get this thing paid off. I wish I'd have never done this. This was such a bad deal. Well, you maybe shouldn't have done it, but you did it. So now deal with it and get rid of it. And don't keep it with your mouth. Amen? We take bad with our mouth. We take good with our mouth. So we say good. Out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. You feed yourself with the Word of God, which Ken and I did as soon as we began to find out that's where the answer was. And we put it in our eyes and our ears. And you know what it did? It turned that poverty around. It was like a, what is it when they flip houses? It was like it flipped. It just flipped. We began to see ourselves out of debt. We talked out of debt. We quit borrowing money. Now that's a big factor in getting out of debt. That's a key thing you need to remember if you're trying to get out of debt, is quit borrowing money. That's pretty easy to understand, isn't it? Well, we quit borrowing money. We drove an old car for a while, but most of the time it did all right. We got there. Glory to God. And it did not take, in 11 months, now this is way back when we didn't have regular salary or anything. This was just way back when we were just weren't really in the ministry yet. And in 11 months, we had everything paid off. And we had a car that ran. That's about as far as I can go with that. But we had a car that ran. And we were coming out. Glory to God. We began to believe for a house. Well, we got enough money together to buy a little house. And, you know, it's just that way. Some starting out seems slow. Sometimes. I mean, that's the way it was with us. You might be a whiz banger and can do it fast. But it seems slow to pay off those bills, also live, and then buy the things you really needed. But it really wasn't so slow. We got out of debt in 11 months. And you just go after it if that's what you want. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that. You can stay in debt if you want to. You can just borrow money as much as they'll let you have if you want to. But it'll cost you a whole lot more than paying cash. Amen? And you got people in your business that you might not want in your business. Glory to God. But if you'll just stick with God, He'll see, He'll get you through it and out and over the hump. And begin to help you. You can pay cash for things. You can actually pay cash for things. We found that out. It was a revelation. Thank God we did. And so all the years, through the years, we've grown and you know, in our faith. But faith takes it. What does that mean? Well, faith takes whatever it desires. Believe. What you believe, you receive when you pray. You take it, that word take is receive. You take it when you pray, you talk it, you say it, you don't deviate from that. If you mess up and get discouraged and say, we're not ever going to have anything, this is not working, you repent and you get back on track. How many of you are glad that you can repent and get back on track? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Same thing is true with healing. You stand on the scriptures about healing. We've got so many healing scriptures. And you stand on those scriptures, you take it. That is a key word in faith, is take. We take it. We take healing. If we have symptoms come up in our bodies, which is really pretty rare, because we believe all the time that we're healed. I don't know how long it's been. But if you feel like, you know, if something happens, you might have a cold, you might begin to sneeze or something. We don't wait till we run fever to take anything. We say, no, you're not coming on me, devil. I'm not having that. If you don't learn to speak to the enemy, it's going to be slow because he's hard of hearing. If you don't say it right direct to him, he just doesn't take hints. So we say, no, you don't. I'm not having that flu. Even if I hear about a flu, just hear about a flu epidemic, I'll most likely respond with, I'll not have it. I'll not have the flu. Jesus himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by his stripes, I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. I am healed. And I'm staying healed. I'm not taking the flu. Sometimes, you know, they really sell that flu business. And all of a sudden, people start thinking, well, you know, I think I might have it. I don't feel too good. See if I got fever. No! No, church. That's not us. We're healed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're the healed. So faith takes it. Faith takes the word of God, whatever it is. If it's he bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases and by his stripes I was healed. That's my healing scripture primarily. We take it as the world takes medicine. We take the word of God. That's our medicine. Amen. And we say, no, you're not coming here. If I hear about a flu epidemic or something like that, I'll probably say something like, I'll never have the flu. And somebody might think, oh, I'd never dare say that. Well, you need more faith in your heart then. Because you better say what you want to come to pass. And you better have the nerve to say what you want to come to pass. Now, Ken and I have done that. Of course, we've been at it a long time. And we've done it over big things, little things, sickness. Neither one of us have been seriously ill because we don't let it come on us. But when we have symptoms of sickness and so on, we'd act on it, take the word, receive our healing, keep moving forward. But we've done it in finances, buildings, staff. You know, we've got about, last I heard, about 450 people working for us out at the mountain. And you know, there's something about people, they just expect to get paid. I don't know what it is, but they expect to get paid. Well, that's every 2 weeks. And you know, I'm telling you, there's no limit. If you're walking in the Word of God and you're walking in the will of God and you're not doing stupid things and out on your own and stuff, you can make it. You can get the job done. Glory to God. And then sometimes it seems slow. You could go down and borrow the money and pay three times what it's worth, but then you can also just be patient. Let patience have a perfect work. Believe you receive it when you pray. Take it when you pray. Believe from that time on, you say, I have it. I have it. I have that car. I have that car. I have the cash, if you're believing for cash, to pay for that car. Money come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to me. If it's $20,000 you need, say $20,000. I speak to you now. You come in Jesus' name. Now, in this time, I take it. That's your faith going into operation. Now, you build up your faith. You know, you might start out with 10. But you build up, and you get pretty soon where you have the hang of this faith stuff. And you can believe for whatever you need. God answers faith in prayers. He is obligated. He'll do it. He's able to meet our needs according to what? His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Not according to what's happening down here in the world. And what he has to have to work with is faith. Faith is believing what you see in the Word and is promised in the Word, regardless of what's going on out here in the seen world. So you can make a switch. If you're in debt, believe to get out of debt. It took us 11 months to get out of debt, but oh my, was it ever worth it. We quit paying for something about 3 or 4 times and because of the interest. You know, you can grow in these things. And you can believe God if you need a car. We needed a car. Well, we didn't have the money to buy a new car, so we bought a used car. Now, that wasn't our choice. That wasn't what we preferred. This is way back in the 60s. That wasn't what we preferred, but that's what we had. So we paid cash for a used car. That was a pretty good old car. It never did dump us anywhere. Well, we grew. You know, you keep growing in spiritual things. And it takes patience. Let patience have a perfect work. If you want to do things the way, you know, with heaven's rules instead of going down to the bank and borrowing money. I didn't say you couldn't do that. I just said this is better, but it's up to you. So we've walked in the Word for nearly, almost 50 years. And God has seen us through every situation, everything that we've set out to do with our faith. And stood with it. Now, I'm sure we've had failures along the way that we like to forget. I can't think of any right now, but if we had failures, it wasn't God's fault. I remember victories. Sooner or later, victory comes. It may be later, though. Sometimes it takes a while. You know, people get in trouble. They spend a lot of years getting in debt, and then they hear about being debt-free, and they want out and 24 hours. Well, it may not happen that way. I'm not going to say it couldn't happen that way. But generally, you get in a mess, it takes you a little while to get out. But is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. Because once you're out and you don't have to go back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, this is talking about faith takes it. Faith takes it. So, here you go. You start acting in faith and you say what you want to come to pass. If you don't want it to come to pass, don't take it with your mouth. If you just think about it, that's the way we take good and that's the way we take bad, by the words of our mouth. Our words come up out of our insides and they take healing. or they come up and they take sickness. They come up and they take prosperity, and they quote scriptures and they say, I believe we receive it, we have it, we have this, we have that, well, our needs are met. Or they come up and they say, I don't know what we're going to do. We'll never be able to do that. I'll never be able to go to school. I'll never be able to go to college, or whatever it is your aspirations are. So what did you do? You took the wrong thing. You say wrong, you take wrong. You say right and say what you want to come to pass. Your words will go to work for you either way, but they'll go right or they'll go wrong. Amen? So don't, if you don't want it, don't say it. That's just the bottom line. If you do want it, say it. And say it with your heart. And say, I believe I receive this situation, whatever it is. Maybe it's house. I believe I receive a house, a home for my family. You need to learn how. If you don't know how to receive from God supernaturally, you need to find out how from the Word of God. Jesus said, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. You have to have faith in your words. You have to believe that the things you say come to pass. How can you believe that? Because the Bible says you get what you say. He shall have, he believes those things which he saith shall come to pass. He, the one who's believing, shall have whatsoever he saith. Now that's how come we can believe our words will bring the right thing or the wrong thing to pass. The Bible just says it. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Jesus said, therefore, I say unto you, what things, here's the answer to things, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. Now that is the simple formula of faith, and it works. We can't quit. When we make a stand on something like getting out of debt or whatever it is we're doing in obedience to the Lord, to the Word, we can't give in if we want the answer supernaturally. What do we do? What are we doing? We ask for it. We believe we receive it when we pray. That means we take it. We take it when we pray. And once you get the hang of it, it gets easier, as many of you already know. But you take it when you pray, and so you don't let go of it. I take every bill paid. And when those bills come in, you pray over them, and you say, Lord, I thank you that this bill is paid off. And you make your payment or whatever you have to do that month, and if you do more, you do it, but you call it paid off. You call it paid off.
We are making that commitment and that dedication, that quality decision. No retreat, no return. This settles it today, that the next opportunity that you have to get in debt, you're not going to take it. And you're going to start walking out, not under condemnation, but with strong faith conviction that we can do this. We will do this. And it does work. So are you ready to make that quality decision? Put your hand over your heart right now. Say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I come before you, Father.
I come before you, Father.
And I see in your word.
Romans 13:8.
Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything.
Owe no man anything.
But to love him.
But to love him.
I am determined now.
I am determined now.
I make a quality decision.
I make a quality decision.
My days of borrowing are over.
My days of borrowing are over.
I am going to my covenant.
I am going to my covenant.
And I'm standing on my covenant.
I'm standing on my covenant.
I'm blessed coming in.
I'm blessed coming in.
I'm blessed going out.
I'm blessed going out.
And I claim by faith.
And I claim by faith.
I am debt free.
I am debt free.
Debt?
Debt.
I speak to you.
I speak to you.
I command you.
I command you.
Be thou removed.
Be
the sea.
Be thou cast into the sea.
I receive that by faith.
I receive that by faith.
And I'm not turning back.
I am not turning back.
I am debt free.
I am debt free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now give God praise and glory and honor for that.
It's time to get out of debt. Pastor George Pearsons and Kenneth Copeland have put together an extensive 12 CD teaching series to help you discover God's debt freedom plan for you. With sessions on God Has a Plan for Me, Yield to the Plan, Not to the Pressure, I Have the Ability to Hear God's Plan, and I Am Obedient to God's Plan, you'll be taught how to receive God's wisdom and walk out His specific plan for your debt freedom. Discover that it's God's desire that you live free of debt. Understand God's reasons for living debt-free. Learn to remove the burden of debt from your life. Settle the issues to take the limits off your fixed income. And develop your personal strategic plan for debt freedom. Kenneth Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons have each walked out God's debt freedom plan in their life and are here to help you. You are one decision away from beginning a debt-free life. Make your quality decision today to live debt-free. Get in on God's debt freedom plan for you. Order It's Time to Get Out of Debt by Pastor George Pearsons and Kenneth Copeland, now specially priced at only $29.99. Receive this 12 CD teaching at a 50% savings when you order your set today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call toll free 1-800-600-7395. It's time to get out of debt and live free.
If you are buried in debt today, I have good news for you. God, He's already done His part to set you free from those debt, and He has the power to get you out right now. I know He did it for glory in me. God can do the same thing for you. He will do the same thing for you. If you dare to believe His word and take His word and stand on it, make a commitment before Him to get out from under those debts, then obey Him, do what He says, and He'll take you from the bottom to the top.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.